News Talk 1620 WTAW. Fridays means visit with folks from the Cald Station Police Department. Today, I'm visiting with Tim Adams, who's the Police Department's accreditation manager. Tim, you and Chief Jeff Capps are just back from California. Let's hear about the trip.
It was a great trip. It's one of those things that you enjoy doing, especially when we're going to visit with the Commission on Accreditation. And we did have a great trip, and we were awarded our reaccreditation for our fifth time from the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement.
Ron and I visited about this a few months ago, particularly as it applied to some public meetings that the Commission had hosted while they were in College Station. For those who didn't listen to that visit, if you can just give us a little bit of background information about the commission and why it's important not only to the police department but also to those who live in College Station.
The program that's been established, and there's many different organizations that have accreditation programs, but law enforcement was a bit lacking. And in 1979, several independent organizations, meaning Association of Chief of Police, National Sheriff's Association, and so forth, got together and established a set of standards, national standards, that would go across state lines, international lines, to say this is what our police goals need to be. And they have, since that time, been going from agency to agency and coming up with a way to professionalize and standardize the delivery of police services. And their program encompasses an inspection component, which is what occurred for us back in August.
And then how does that apply to the operation of the police department? What's the bottom line that impacts the services the police department provides?
The impact can be felt and seen in everyday operations, from the traffic stop that the patrol officer does, to the quality of interaction with citizens, to the report writing and the confidential management of information received, to the planning stages that the department goes through for the next 5 years. It does impact every level of the services that the police department provides.
So on a day-to-day basis, what does that mean for me as someone who's being protected by the police department, or whether it's whether I'm the one who decides to try to do something bad and you catch me?
Well, for the citizen, they know that their department is following the best practices available in the way their department handles modern law enforcement in this community. To have confidence that, hey, they have been examined and they are following what is an internationally accepted to be the best method of police service delivery. Now, the bad guy, unfortunately, should cringe at that, because that means that our follow-up, our investigation, our evidence handling, even our court preparation are all following these best practice standards, and it's reflected in the operations of this department.
Visiting with Tim Adams, College Station Police Department, again, the CSPD getting accredited by the Commission on or for Law Enforcement Agencies. I also notice here that PD was also designated as a flagship agency, and what does that mean?
That's a real honor to be designated by the Commission as a flagship agency. There are a total of 464 different standards, with a sort of a subset of over 1,000 different items that we're graded on. And for them to look at us and say, you are an agency that has set a standard of performance and compliance with these standards, That's the flagship designation. They're saying we will direct other agencies to you as the as an example of someone who sets the bar for accreditation.
I read in the background information that the department was in full compliance with all 330 mandatory standards and 59 optional standards.
Yes, sir. The program has a total of 464 standards. Some are not applicable, and I'll give you an example. There's a communication section. Well, we have a separate communications accreditation program through CALEA, so those don't apply to the law enforcement side. We meet those in a separate program. But there is a certain number of the standards that are mandatory compliance. There's no, you have no option but to comply with those. And then there is a small amount of optional standards that we have a choice of meeting, and we meet over 80% of those optional standards, and that's where that number came from.
And then one more thing to bring up here, too. I read that College Station Police also received the Meritorious Award for having been accredited for at least 15 consecutive years. That's, again, that speaks highly to the consistency as people have come and gone within the police department.
And thank you. And I agree with that. Our initial accreditation was in 1991. And to maintain that best practice standard that they're committed to at the police department does take effort. It takes a department-wide commitment to doing things the best way.
And so when's the next round of being reviewed?
Well, we do go this review process. Although it is an annual ongoing internal review process, our next examination will be in 3 years.
And nobody will be lying down on the job, certainly, between now and then.
Well, and you had mentioned something about the inconsistencies or the recent changes that have been ongoing here at the department. The commission actually brought that up to us, that they thought that due to the fact that we had had several chief changes over the recent years, that we had continued to adhere to those practices. And that's the key point about this program. There is a best way to do things, and this department maintains that regardless of a supervisor change here or there, or rotating personnel, or a change in our administration, that we're committed to doing policing for this community the best way possible.
Tim Adams, the accreditation manager at the College Station Police Department. Again, we've been visiting about the recent awards given to the CSPD by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. Tim, appreciate the time today.
Absolutely.
You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.